Galatians 6 and verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. That first verse in particular is both a challenge and a beauty. It allows for the possibility that a fellow believer falls into sin. Now, of course, this is something that a lot of us do all the time, in the sense of we don't always get things right. This would indicate this is a public sin, one which is obvious, one which can't be hidden or concealed. Hmm. And those that are around him, says those who are spiritual, those who are of the Spirit, those who are have a deeper, perhaps, relationship with the Lord, rather than those who don't, their aim is to try and restore that one, to try and bring him back, to try and bring him back into the fold, to try and bring him back into a right relationship with God, to try and bring him back into right fellowship with each other. How is it to be done? In a spirit of gentleness. This is not one just to be chided and to be rebuked, but rather to be gently ushered back, to be restored. And yet they who are spiritual, who are doing the restoration, they themselves have to be careful, lest they also be tempted. Now, what might they be tempted into doing? Might it be the very thing which the first man fell in with? Possibly. Or could it be pride? The idea that, well, you know, we've not fallen, he has, he needs us. Could that be the issue? Certainly in verse 3, he warns against thinking too highly about ourselves, or one who is nothing, who thinks he is something. Somebody thinks he's spiritual and beyond reproach. In fact, he's not, and he's deceiving himself. Verse 2, though, says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. In one respect, a meeting midweek where we pray is a bearing of another's burden. We could, of course, just stay at home and pray for ourselves perfectly well. But we come because other people have needs, and we can pray for their needs, and maybe we brought a need of our own, and although we know we could stay at home and pray, and I'm sure we have prayed about our needs, to bring it to a fellowship meeting like this and to offer it to other people, that other people might know about it and care about it and bring it to the throne of grace, is of course a great deal of comfort. And Paul says it is fulfilling the law of Christ. It is doing what the Lord Jesus wants us to do, to help each other. So we've got two examples of help here. The man who's fallen into sin is gently restored. The one who is burdened is helped with the carrying of that burden. Notice Paul does not just say, pray the burden away. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be helpful or useful or efficient? We simply come to a meeting like this and I say, well, I've got a problem, and so long as three or four people pray about it in the name of Jesus, you know what, it just disappears. If that were the case, there would be five times as many people here tonight than there is. In fact, we're bearing each other's burdens. We can, of course, bring them to the Lord, and the Lord does sometimes take them away. But often, he keeps those burdens where they are, because he rather likes the idea of the rest of us shouldering them with you. The warning in verse 3 though, is continued in verse 4. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. I am called, we are called, to bear each other's burdens, but I am responsible for my own Christian walk. Yeah. Now I might come and say, well, I'm going to help you with your burden. And that's commendable, that fulfills the law of Christ, but I am still accountable for what I do with my time, with my money, with my thoughts, with my actions before the Lord. There really is an accountability here. Help each other, but keep your own house in order. We are here to help each other in the faith, but we are responsible for what we do before the Lord. And in verse 5 he says, for each one shall bear his own load. I remember my mother a few years ago saying how the Bible was full of contradictions. And I said, go on, then name me one. I said, that one in Galatians. And I was quite surprised she'd even heard of Galatians. Clearly she had taken some stuff in when she went to church. And on the face of it, verses 2 and 5 do appear to be a contradiction. So verse 2, bear one another's burdens. Verse 5, for each one shall bear his own load. Now, if that is a contradiction, we have to question Paul's sanity at this stage, don't we? Because, you know, just a breath or two later, he's contradicting himself, if indeed he is. I put it to you that what I do in my life, the duties that the Lord lays upon me, the work that he has called me to do, that is my load. He's called me to be a pastor. He's called others to do other things, and we are responsible for that. One day we will stand before him, and I will give an account of the time I've spent here, and you will give an account of what you've done in your family, or what you've done in the church, and so on. And that is a load which we must bear. It's an accountability which we will give. And yet, rather beautifully in verse 2, we are to help each other with that. I remember a phrase heard repeatedly a few years ago, the one-man ministry. Does anybody remember that expression? And the picture is of presumably a pastor who does everything. And of course he might be a great pastor if he can do everything, good for him. But the one-man ministry meant actually there wasn't much ministry for everybody else to do. He did the lot. Yeah. Well, I am responsible for what the Lord has called me to do, and you're responsible for what the Lord has called you to do. And yet we are here to help each other and to bear each other's burdens, even if that bearing the burden is bringing someone back. So there is a lovely picture here, a kind of combination of love, but also accountability. And that, of course, is a picture of our relationship to Jesus Christ. He is our friend. He is our brother. He is, greatest of all, our Saviour. But he's also our Lord. He's also our Master. He's also the great steward before whom one day we will give account. He loves us, but he does expect us to bear fruit. He loves us dearly, but he does want us to account for what we've done in the body. There's no contradiction there, either in what Paul is saying about how we interact with each other, but also in how the Lord deals with us. He loves his children, but he does expect them to play a part. Amen.